I want all of you to have an opportunity to hear from some of the students about their experience. So if you're willing to talk a little bit about Jamonville, why don't you come on up? There we all are. Come on up. All right. Hey, can I come over here? I'm going to ask you some questions. All right. All right. We're growing. All right. So what was your favorite part of camp?
Probably the worship.
The worship. All right. This is why you're up here.
Oh. Megan pushed me up here.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of worship?
When he sang?
Right. My favorite part of Jamonville. You sing, okay. My favorite part of Jamonville was the worship and being able to share the experience with friends.
Awesome. Thank you.
My favorite part of Jamonville is everyone got closer to God.
Oh, wonderful.
I liked Bud the speaker. He was very good.
Bud the speaker, awesome.
My favorite part of Jamonville was chapel. Also, the skit about Jonah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys, you were like, yeah.
Something gave me buddy ears.
Okay, so what would you tell somebody if they were wondering if they should ever go to Jamonville?
You should go because it's a lot of fun and you draw closer to God.
Right.
What she said.
You're enforced. I'm joking. You get closer to God and just in all, just be able to, if you aren't connected with God as you were, now you'll be able to do it at Jamonville. I can't speak.
I can't speak.
You get to share the experience with friends, and also it's really fun, and you can get closer to God. Goodbye.
I made some of the best memories at Jamonville.
If you should go there because, hey, there's a volleyball there. Also, chapel. It's good to be in a relationship with God.
Xavier, who won the adult versus the students game?
Uncle Dave, and also Christian. I hate them like that.
All right.
I would like a retally of the points.
Okay. Well, what's okay. That's good. Well, that's good.
Yeah. We love you. Woo!
Yes, it was a great week. It's incredible the investment that this church has made for so long in the lives of our students, in the lives of our youth. I texted Merle yesterday when I was writing my message about Jamonville and when it started. And so it was first mentioned in a bulletin in 1967. Harold Greenway was the pastor then, and so Jamonville has spanned seven pastors' tenures. It has, you know, countless number of students and adults. So I think 67 might have been the first week. He didn't find anything for 68 or 69, but then 70, there was another notation about Jamonville. And the cost for the week was $20. And so from pretty much 1970 on, it has been every year, pretty much the same week forever and ever. So 1970, that's what, 54 years. So, wow. If you've ever been to Jamonville, could you just stand up? Wow, wonderful. Amen. You know, Jamonville is a part of Concord's DNA for a good reason, because it has affected countless lives Youth have accepted Christ there. Youth are baptized there. Youth recommit their lives there. And if you're like me, you may not have grown up with Jamonville. You know, I did have a camping experience in my life. It was Wesley Woods, but it was only weekends. And, you know, prior to coming to Concord, I had never seen or attended this camp experience that we have at Jamonville until last week. And I had this incredible opportunity of serving alongside of incredible and passionate volunteers. There are people who took the week off of work to be there. And so if you were an adult helper at Jamonville, would you stand up? Ready? Okay. Amen. So, you know, in addition to our volunteers, I need to point out Kurt Scott. Because without Kurt, this week would have been so much less. You know, Kurt, without any kind of hesitation, stepped into the leadership role of this week. He was able to find a band for us with very little notice. You know, Kurt made sure that buses were available, that equipment was collected and transported, that we had water and snacks, that sports equipment was there, that art stuff was purchased and sent, that forms were emailed out. And I really could go on and on and on about all of what Kurt did. But not only did Kurt do all of that, he also provided incredible spiritual leadership, not just to the youth, but to the adults alike. He added countless hours to his schedule leading up to Jamonville, simply to make sure that this week was as smooth as possible. And so, unfortunately, Kurt's not here with us, but if you see Kurt, you need to tell him thank you for what you have done for the youth of our church. And let's thank Kurt. You know, Kirsten kind of prefaced Jonah a little bit, but there are some lessons, I think, that we can take from this week, take from Jonah, take from this week. And so let me share the first couple verses from Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord, and he headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. And after paying the fare, he went aboard, sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So here's some things that I learned from my first year at Jamonville. Lesson number one, start your day with devotions, directions, and discussion, right? Start your day with devotions, directions, and discussion. So each day when you're at Jamonville starts at 7:15, and it begins with a leaders meeting that we would gather, and we would kind of frame our day. And 7:15 came later and later, or earlier and earlier, I should say, as the time went on. But it was a time for us as leaders to ground ourselves in God's word, right? Every day we had a devotional together. We shared with each other. You know, it was just, we began grounded with God's word. And then we would spend some time planning out the day and discussing any kind of potential issues that might be happening or could happen. And thankfully, there were very few issues and many, many joys. I imagine our days would have been much different had we started differently, right? If we began without God. And as tired as I was, because again, I did not get to go to bed at 9 o'clock, as tired as I was, even if I was a few minutes late to leaders' meeting, it was something that was not to be missed, right? You had to be there. You needed to be there. And this is also how the day began for the youth, that although they got to start at 8 o'clock, you know. But we would walk up to a place called Strawn, and if you don't know what Strawn is an outdoor amphitheater built into the hillside. There we would sing silly songs with Dave. We would have a good time with that. But there was also a devotional that was shared and talking about this day that was setting in front of us. And so, you know, right, the first thing you learn when you go to Jamonville is that your day needs to start with devotions, directions, and discussions. It brings me to my second lesson. Sit and eat together. You need to sit and eat together. After Strawn, we would walk over to the dining hall for breakfast. And, you know, I know as a new guy, I wasn't sure where I was going to sit. I wasn't sure what the, you know, the dynamics were going to be in the dining hall. And so I walk in and I sit down at a table with middle school and high school boys. Yeah, I know. I did not grow up with a brother, right? I have a sister, and my only child is a girl. And so I learned very quickly that if I was going to eat, I was going to have to get aggressive. Boy, that food would hit the table, and you would just see arms shooting out from every direction. And, you know, I'm used to, you know, this polite, let's pass the food to the left. And it was nothing like that. And, you know, just you would just see arms and hands and empty plates. That was it. But then at lunch, I go back to the dining hall, and they saved a seat for me. And called my name, welcomed me over. And, you know, the table became a family and a welcoming place for me to be. And I think it was happening at tables all around that dining hall. Right? We became family. Right? We were spending time together. We were eating together. We were just fellowshipping with each other. You know, when the plates got empty, and they were always empty at my table, it seemed like. But one of the boys would get up and run and get more food. They loved to serve one another. They enjoyed, in a sense, almost outdoing each other in how they could serve each other. You know, the youth that attended Jamonville were outstanding and exhibited the love of Jesus at every mealtime. You know, Jamonville creates family in many ways. You know, because what I learned is that you need to sit and eat together and create family time. Lesson number three, you know, be sure to have some fun, right? Be sure to have some fun. So afternoons, so, you know, we get up into the lunch, and after lunch, we have some free time. And by free time, I mean it's just fun time. It's a good time. We have an art room, and so kids get to go there, and we had diamond painting this year. Do you guys enjoy the diamond painting?
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. There was, you did five? Wow. There was wood burning. Did you guys, any of you do wood burning? Yeah. Nothing burned down. Jamonville still is there, so that was good. There was painting, all sorts of fun things for them, just, you know, to kind of let their creative side go. You know, I saw kids painting pictures of the cross of Jamonville, which, wow, what a wonderful expression. Just, you know, let your creativity out, and what are you going to do? You're going to paint the cross at Jamonville. But then you also, you know, there's time would be spent up at the sports fields, and which we played a good bit of nine square, which is like volleyball in nine cubes. You know, it was a weird game, but it was a lot of fun. Dave Snowden represented the adults well. You know, he was always right there in the thick of it. John and Christian Cater introduced us to the phrase, "You've been catered." As they would team up on lesser people, you know, I mean, with their impressive play. Although I did hear that Kirsten Caldwell showed Christian what it was like to be Caldwelled with. So that was good. But, you know, what I saw when we were playing games is that the students would cheer each other on. It wasn't about being the best. It was about having fun. It was about being together. I saw encouragement. I saw sportsmanship. You know, I saw connections being made as we were simply enjoying being with each other in this beautiful, beautiful space. And whether we were playing nine square or sand volleyball or gaga ball, Jamonville simply creates this environment for students to laugh hard and play hard. It showed them that they didn't have to be the best to enjoy simply playing the game, and that everybody was welcome. You know, it was, Jamonville taught me that it's good simply to play hard and have fun. And then lesson four is that worship rocks. Worship is the best. Every day we spent up on the mountain began with devotions, chapel, personal quiet time, and then family groups. Every night we spent up on the mountain ended with chapel, prayer, and family groups. Our speaker this past year was Reverend Bud Fickley. And Bud has been in youth ministry for over 15 years, and he is currently pursuing his Master of Divinity from United Theological Seminary. He is currently serving at Warren First as their youth and associate pastor, and Warren First is a global Methodist church. And Bud shared with us the story of Jonah. Jonah was this unwilling prophet who ran from God, was swallowed by a great fish, and then delivered this message of judgment on Nineveh. And our students throughout this week learned that they too were called by God to go and be the Word of God, and that sometimes the places that they would be sent would be hard. You know, school's hard these days. And to live as a Christian in school can be difficult, but that's part of their call. You know, chapel time was a glimpse of heaven. And standing towards the back, I watched these students simply love God and love each other. They put their arms around each other, and it was very uniquely boy side, girl side. And I was okay with that. As a father of a girl, I really liked that part. But they cried together. They sang together. They prayed together. I mean, it was like they were at an all-you-can-eat chocolate buffet, and every one of them was starving. You know, they came to worship. I think they came every night expecting to experience God. And because they came expecting to see God, they saw God. Right? They came prepared. They came ready. They were hungry to worship. They didn't worship because they had to. They worshiped because kind of like they had to. It came out of them. We had a prayer tent set up outside the chapel for them, and again they came hungry, and they would come out and pray, and sometimes it was the adults were praying for the students, but again also the students wanted to pray for each other. They wanted to share this journey. You know, Jamonville creates like a spiritual family. Watching our youth worship was a joy. And I can understand why Jamonville is called the thin place. You know, a thin place is that those places where it seems like the space between us and God is a little bit thinner. And they came expecting to see God, and they saw God. Yeah, I recognize that I haven't shared a lot of scripture with you yet, but I would invite you to read through Jonah. You know, read through Jonah slowly and deliberately. And get a small glimpse as to what your students, what our students might have been experiencing this week. also want to share a part of a psalm with you, and that psalm is 121. And the psalmist starts this way, and it says, I lift my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? Now, something that really broke my heart this past week was the very real problems that so many of our students are experiencing. And there are very real questions that they are asking. You know, the youth, our youth, and the youth of our community are dealing with a lot. And we as a church need to be in prayer for them every day. Because they're dealing with it. But you know, as awesome as Jamonville is not the answer. It's simply a place to find the answer. Because that Psalm 121, as it continues, says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Because the real answer to our problems is Jesus. It isn't a space, it isn't an experience, it isn't a memory. It's Jesus. And so whether we are up on the mountain or whether we are down here in the valley, what we need is Jesus. And so we as a church need to continue to look for ways to experience Jesus on a daily basis. So I would encourage you to start your day with devotions and directions and discussions. Right, begin your days with God and ask God, you know, God, help me lay out my day in such a way that it glorifies you. And then I would also encourage you to eat together. Build relationships with one another. Spend time with each other. Understand that God has called us to be a family, and we have this wonderful blessing to be able to do that. Have some fun. You know, it's you ever hear that phrase? There's an old pastor phrase that said, you know, you see somebody and it's like, you know, are you happy? You know, do you have the joy of the Lord? Well, move it up 15 inches so that your face can show it. Like, let this world know that following Jesus is fun, that it is an incredible adventure that we get to participate in. And we can do things like Jamonville. We can go on a canoeing and backpacking trip. We can go through Maker's Camp. We can serve at Tiger Paws for lunch. We can go to Rosedale, West Virginia. All of these places and more, that is joy. That is fun. That is us being the hands and feet of Jesus. And then just a reminder, you know, worship rocks. Worship is a wonderful place, and it's not a space where we have to come. It's a space where we get to come. And I would encourage us to be like our youth and come expecting to see Jesus each and every Sunday. Come prepared to meet with God and to give yourself wholly to God. And I'm so thankful for this past week. I'm thankful, you know, for church allowing me, giving me that space to be gone for a week. And I can't wait till next week, next year, next week. Let's give it a little bit of time. No, I don't know if my knees could take it. But I can't wait till next year, because next year we get to do it all over again. And let's continue to find ways to create those moments in our lives. Let's pray. Lord God, again, we are thankful for all that you do for us, and thank you, Jesus. It is a blessing. It is a joy to walk alongside of you in this life. Lord, we pray for those who don't yet know what that means. We pray, God, that they would find themselves in a worship service or in a camp experience where they meet you. And that, Lord, that their lives would never be the same after that. And again, God, we pray for any and every opportunity for you to use us, for you to use us as you will. Thank you for loving us, Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.